Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X. We are broadcasting today from the NABO Phoenix Women with Vision Conference. I'm Jacqueline Destreps, host of 3C Amplified and founder of Another Hand Advantage. And I am actually joined right now with Jean Breeze of Jean Breeze LLC. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Jean, tell me about your special connection to NABO.
Well, thanks, Jacqueline. Right now, I'm currently the president-elect for NABO Phoenix Chapter. I'll be taking over as president in June and got a lot of exciting things planned. We're going to be shaking things up.
Well, that sounds exciting. So shaking things up, is that part of what you do in your business? What do you do in your business?
Yeah, what I do is I help people live a better life and make more money. So I'm a motivational speaker, and corporations bring me in because it helps them increase the average revenue per person, increasing their overall revenue through improved employee engagement, through providing leadership skills, through helping them learn the secrets to creating a high-performing culture, because most businesses and most business executives know that if they improve the culture, they will improve their revenue, but they don't know how to do it. It's like this magical thing. What is culture? Mm-hmm. So that's what I do.
Great. And actually, as you were saying that, I was thinking, yeah, exactly. A lot of companies know this is what I should be doing. A lot like when I was interviewing some other speakers today who deal in video production, everyone knows, oh, I need some video, but then what? Or I was interviewing somebody about podcasts and they said, I know I need a podcast, but then what? So yeah, definitely looking at company culture, what that does for employees. And as you were mentioning, you know, how that really changes everything about in the revenue in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I spent most of my career before I became a woman business owner myself in the corporate world, working for a Fortune 10 technology firm, long before girls in tech was a thing. And what I did was created and led award-winning sales teams. And so I learned some things that I share that are universal, that can be life-changing when you engage them. And the secret is when everybody on the team is being their best, the team is going to do things people think are impossible.
So you mentioned coming in president-elect here for NABO and really wanting to bring in some new energy to NABO this next term. Why is NABO specifically so special for you?
Oh, that's such a long answer for me. Number one, I have granddaughters. Number two, I recently was asked for another recognition I'm receiving to submit a picture of myself in high school and what I would tell that girl in high school. And so I've been reflecting on that a lot. And that girl in high school was really excited about the opportunity for her life ahead of her, and didn't want any limits on what she could do or be to be placed on her by anybody else. And as a result of that, I was very passionate about equal rights for women, which we still don't have today. A lot of people think we do, but we don't. And I feel like we've come so far. The first job I ever interviewed for as a leader, I was actually told, we don't think a woman can do this job. And I shouldn't be alive to say that. That should be so far in our past. So the reason that it's important for me is because there's still a gap and there's still limits that are placed on us by our culture that we assume often. And so I'm just really about empowering women and women in business and just to be our authentic selves and take the limits off.
Exactly. And as far as today's conference goes, what's one of the most important messages you feel that is coming out of today's conference? What are you looking for women who are attending this conference to really rock away with?
Two things. One, yes, we can. I want every woman here to know that whatever that big dream is, whatever that big goal is, I want her to be reinvigorated and to know she can. And number two, she's not alone. She's not alone. I think the number announced this morning was 229,000 business women owners in the state of Arizona. And what I want everyone to take away is when we come together and when we lift each other up, we make our community a place where we can all thrive. Our, not only ourselves, but our children and even the men.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Jean. If people are wanting to reach out to you, if they want to bring you in to speak about leadership and motivate their employees, how do they reach out and get in touch with you?
Oh, thanks for asking that. They can reach me at my website, which is Jean, J-E-A-N, B as in boy, R-I-E, S as in Sam, E.com, JeanBreeze.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jean. And this is such a great event today. And looking forward to the rest of the sessions today and meeting some other amazing women out here at the NABO Phoenix Women with Vision Conference. Thanks so much for listening in on Phoenix Business Radio X.